joined the church here years ago. So, brother, if you wish, on prep for persecution.
Thank you, my brother.
Are you going to be like the Boy Scout Hot Master there? Or the Boy Scouts are to be prepared.
Well, more or less. All right, thank you, brother. Well, it is for me, Dan. It's a joy and a privilege to know this church, love this church, and I thank God for and other churches around about. Rejoice in God's blessings and His word upon everyone. Well, in chapter 3, suppose there is some evidence of what we may pass over some of the same ground and territory, but I'm going to read the first verse. Also, that in the last peril, danger has fear shall come. Now, the Lord God, no question mark as to whether or not, as our brother so ably presented, that promise of persecution. My subject is preparation. Persecution is promised. I am not. Personally, bomb shelter, 100 pounds of pin, 4,000 gallons of water, and hide out from persecution. The problem that we have with persecution is the same problem that exists with America as a whole. It is a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
And the only way we can prepare for persecution is spiritually.
Yeah.
Do not be deceived about what is to come, but do not be shocked. Do not quake in fear.
Amen.
Spiritual prudence can never hurt any child. We need to be wise. We need to take the prevision and pre-warning that God has given us as the best means of preparing. I am going to, because of the clock, I have just three thoughts. And I'm thankful that our brother before me has dealt with the first one, so I won't have to spend much time there. We need to realize the fact of persecution. In 3:10, all godly, I'm sorry, in Christ. The way God could say it any stronger, any plainer, or clearly defined. If you live for me, you shall suffer persecution. Which one of us expect to have it better than our master? Is it not that if they hated him, they'll hate us? Friends, the only way to avoid this thing is to cower down and to serving God. Now, if you want to do that, you can just float through. Nobody will ever shake you, stir your body. I believe the most happy person on earth for the devil. Child of God who just say nothing. That they are rather let go and just let it be. But we need to realize, and when I say real, I mean know for an absolute certainty. Live godly in Christ Jesus, we shall suffer persecution. That's a thermometer. It is. Take your temperature as you are. How much are you persecuted? That's a thermometer. That's the best test you never have. God will always and clearly let us know the warnings and instructions. A shallow study of ecclesiastical with person saved who desire to know that historically they hated the ones who the world did desire to get rid of, those who were the most like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You realize that it was the religious that called for the death of the Savior, and then you go out the trail of blood, your history as Anabaptists, and now Baptists. I was a bit little Friday before afternoon conference. And that some of the all Baptist churches in the region around them had taken the name Baptist off. They were rejoicing in it. At least they quit lying.
Amen.
Expect to hear a Baptist church. I go to a Camelite church, you know what I expect to hear? Camelite doctrine. If I go to this church, you know what I want to hear? If I go to a Baptist, I better hear Baptist doctrine.
Amen.
Otherwise, I'm in the wrong place in my time. So God knows that tribulation is the law for any and all who should ever in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the letter of Jude, chapter 2, 20, 27. Some of these down, they'll give you some more things concerning it. Lord's prophetic declaration, Matthew 24. Of us, prize, we face this life, loss of income, spit in our face. I believe our brother said he had a door shut on. Well, that right there just hide for cover. You know what we've reached today is at least around Bristol, Tennessee. And most of the time, they won't even answer. If they do answer, through a crack. And even if they say they're saved, they go to church, all these things, they never. I don't know how long it's been since they asked to come in and have a cup. It wasn't like it was 50 years ago. It's in a sense, a small persecution. Would not have him, did not believe. And so many of the Lord's church exception when he says, little flock, purpose to give you the kingdom. Now, the next point I have, our brother told us, preached to us how that is. The next thing with regard to that act of persecution, then we should resist the fear of persecution. Don't live afraid of it.
Yeah.
I'm on a different who said the worst thing kill you. The honest is, that's the best thing they can do. Worst thing they can do is cripple you up in pain and agony. Pull my tongue out where I can't see the gospel of Jesus Christ. Leave me a useless blob on this planet. When I reach the point, reach the gospel of Jesus Christ, I have no reason to be here. But friends, not fear. Fear, torment.
Yes. Right.
Our blessed Lord, boy, he knew us.
Amen.
He knew our frailties, and he knew everything about us. And he said, fear who can destroy the body. But rather God, who took body and soul. So when it comes to, shall I please the Lord? Shall I please a man? What will it be? Are we afraid? Are we? Is it fear that causes us to just, as it were, silent, taking a bold stand? Five says to trust in the Lord, except for persecution and conversion. Trust in the Lord in all ways, with all, and lean not thine own. Understand why this happened. I can't tell you. But I do know this. Hard year. Hardest of my life. It was not out of control. The will. Resist the fear. I mean, what are we going to do? What have we got to be afraid of? Does God rule, reign, cause, permit ways under his will in everything that transpires the reality of his creation? Not just this little spot on his earth. And not just in this thing that's that doctrine. We do. Oh, I tell you, I used to know old Brother Daniel. Hey, didn't he tell him in chapter 4, verse 35? Huh? Didn't he tell him? Yeah. My God does whatsoever among and among the inhabitants of the earth. There is none that can stay his hand. There is none that can reply unto him, what doest thou? Nobody could even ask God the question. What are you doing? Why did you do it? Now, if we believe that, we will not fear. Trust the Lord. The Lord Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, He is also faithful.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Who is touched with every infirmity that touches us. What have we got? If they hated the Lord Jesus Christ, hated the Lord Jesus Christ, well, I'm telling you, we're in the best of company if we get it ourselves. If we get it ourselves. Do you know that is not a novice at taking care of his the first children God ever born? You know, God's never had child dead, whatever that, when there's like God's never had that. Full. I'm not there. Well, he's not through working with you. He gets done with you. You say, well, ask God. Yeah, I know. If you lived in my house, you and me, you'd know. But God help us that we resist thought. Think about it. When the Lord away and provides, take a stand for his name's sake and glory. Do it. Well, but I don't know what I'll have to. Who cares? Just told you these things to us, privileges and opportunities, our Lord and Savior Jesus. And that's the chief end of every human. And all. He made all things for himself, even the wicked. In 1 Peter verse 12, inspired Peter to tell him, strange, fiery trial to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Do you think you're the first one of children that ever had any problems? That's what I feel like. No one has ever gone through things that I have. Out on that real early, about a month after Judy passed away, I was going down to visit with Lewis and church there in Perry for a few days. And I was planned to fill up the gas tank for on my way out of town that morning. A Food City gas, you know, and enough groceries, and you ought to know by looking at me, I bought some groceries. So if you buy enough, you get some discounts on gas. That's a 24-hour station, not the grocery store, Gas and Go. I pulled in there and I got out, and it wasn't open. It didn't work. I said, well, there's another one on over. I don't know what that is, but anyway, 15 miles on down the road. I pulled in, got my gas, and I was going to get a large cup of coffee with 6 creams and an unsweet tea. I know none of you who know me understand that. But anyway, that's called him necessity. You talk about personal.
That's awesome.
Okay? Got my gas, but I don't have any coffee yet. It's about 4:45. And I looked over, and there's a Waffle House. I walk in, and of course the cook's there, and then one. And I'd like a large coffee with cream to go, please. Come back out, she don't have large cups, so I just fixed 2 small cups. Yes, sure, that'd be fine. I was going to stand there and open the creamers and put them in before I poured it all over me and else. At least it was less likely if I did it there. And I got to talking with him that I had lost my wife just a month before. She said, my husband died 6 days ago. And I wondered. And she asked me, so I told her I was a pastor, and she asked me, and we talked, and we prayed, and cried together, of course. But that showed me that I'm not alone here. There are many of God's children who are hurting, and there are some who are facing persecution. But neither one fear us. My wife asked me one thing after she was gone. One thing. Don't quit preaching. You say, brother, was that persecution? Well, it was hurt, but not really persecution. All right, I got to go on. Resist. We don't have the world can do to us, nor the devil. Every one of them is a log chain, a wheel for our lives. And when they come to the end of that chain, they make their neck, but they won't go any further. I'll reflect the third thing. First, realize the fact, resist any fear, then reflect on our faith he's given us. Brother Cletus, you've been for about 72 years. I know that. I learned that I was born about the same time he was saved. So it's been easy to keep up with. Has God ever forsaken you once? Any person in the building who can say God has forsaken me and killed me? Stand up and tell us. If he's just this far, almost 9 years, and I'll tell you something else. That dear precious love of him has had to tolerate about 65. Now he said, she told him if she'd been 65 years, she'd have never started. But I don't know. That's what he said. Reflect on the faith.
Amen.
Pick you up an Ebenezer, stand it up. That means, hitherto hast thou. Me to where I am now, and he is not through.
Amen.
You know how much God cares? Revelation 19:6. You know what it said? And I heard a voice. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and a mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! The Lord reigns. Now we do. I said, we do believe that. Wait a minute now. We do. Do we believe it outside the church? Is it only true in here? Does he reign here, but it doesn't reign outside? Is he in charge of what happens? But he's not out what happens out. Huh? Wrecked. Some of you are a little like getting a little white hair. I've got a patch of gray myself. At least once upon a time I did. When I started pastoring Grace Baptist Church, I had just a... But anyway, let me tell you something. I'm not got. I had three. I'm not going to take all of it anymore. Listen, you know God cares for us. Do you believe He knows the very on your head?
Amen.
Do you? Unless him, there's not a one of us knows the number of hairs on our head. I bet nobody knows how many fell out when they showered this morning, and I don't know when they. Their hair. They don't need stuck in a brush. God is. God cares. He's not a sparrow, just a common ring, little bitty birds fire and fall to the earth, except God knows it. Now, reflect on your faith. Remember it. And it'll take care of you through it all. 54:17 says, no that is formed against shall prosper.
Amen.
But maybe that was just for Isaiah's people. Romans 8. Does anybody believe that part of God?
Amen.
Any part of it? Now there's some things that we know, right? Or we know theologically that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, theologically, we believe that. But do we believe it in every circumstance, situation, persecution, trial that falls in our life or our one's lives? Is it still true then? Do we believe it? You know, I have found over the soon be 45 years of pastoring churches that it's really, really easy for me to quote that. And I think it's so. On March 23rd, CM, I knew that verse of scripture, but I don't think it helped me. What shall separate us from the little? Tell me that. Huh? You can come up with something. You do better than I can. I couldn't. Surely as God has given faith by His amazing grace, not lose. You cannot lose. You cannot lose. You cannot overcome. You shall win. The end of this book. If you hadn't. So you'll know where you're going and what's going to be. I appreciate it. I'll...
Thank you.